Our guest at the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Economics Professor Dr. Dale Funderburk. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, a lot of back and forth, of course, on the immigration situation lately, and President Trump has threatened to close the border. I think he has moderated his talk somewhat on that, but you never know from day to day. Some stories out there that, of course, Texas would stand to lose a lot economically if that happened.
Oh, absolutely. A thing that you have to keep in mind is that Texas is the number one exporting state from the United States, far ahead of everyone else. And we are one of the very largest, if not the largest, importing state. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot at stake in that battle.
Mm-hmm. Says 37% of Texas exports go to Mexico, and Canada is second at 9%. So the gap is enormous.
I mean, enormous. And it's also that about 34% of our imports into Texas come from Mexico.
Right. So we're dependent on them for, you know, a variety. I imagine a lot of those are agricultural products.
They are also, but auto parts and some other manufactured goods.
Right. Well, as this thing goes along, and it changes from day to day, it seems, I have heard some people say that it would be possible to do a partial closing of the border. Now, I've never been down there myself to look at the thing, but does that make sense to you?
Well, I have read where that, for example, back even in the Reagan administration, there was a partial closing for a time. But I think we do have, I think it's like 28 border crossings in Texas and into Mexico with heavy, heavy traffic. And so shutting down some parts of it, I think, one possibility.
That might moderate the effect of it, if that's possible to do it. Of course, there's big part of the problem is that you cannot. There are crossings there that are not official crossings. Obviously, people can cross just almost anywhere along the river. So, and that's not possible to at least at the present time. That's not possible to close that down.
Right. Now, I have seen that all along as being a bargaining chip. I'm an economist. Both these economists are free traders. That would have a devastating effect, especially on Texas.
We're talking with Dr. Dale Funderburk, A&M Commerce Economics Professor. And, of course, the discussion has been lately about the situation with immigration at the border, President Trump threatening to close the border. And as you point out, a bargaining chip, the idea of closing the border. He's also brought up the tariffs again as a possibility. So I saw, though, several days ago, there was some indication that Mexico was cooperating more, and I haven't heard a lot more about that lately, but that would seem to indicate that maybe, you know, his pressure has worked at least a little bit, but I haven't heard much about that in the last couple of days.
I have not either, but in a number of areas even with China and all, the threats and putting on some tariffs and not giving waivers for some of those, it does have some effect.
So the effort is to get Mexico to be more helpful in slowing that flow of immigration that is coming across their country.
Yeah, to not allow the so-called caravans to simply come through unimpeded.
What is what are the big exports that we have to Mexico?
So much of it is Permian Basin oil and gas based. In fact, oil accounts for a large percent of it. I think I saw the figure that almost 80% are in some way energy related.
Let's talk about another article here, too, that I came across, and this is a U.S. Chamber of Commerce study about rural internet access, which apparently in Texas is not very good. And if we could improve it, it would be a big boost to the Texas economy.
Oh, absolutely. And it is a thing that Texas, again, being a large state, we have large rural areas there. And internet is not the same in rural areas as it is in the cities.
It says more than 25% of rural Texans don't have access to broadband internet. And that's compared to just 2% of people that live in urban areas. You said you have problems with internet out where you live.
Right. Even just outside Commerce here.
Yeah.
Many of the things I simply cannot get there.
More than a third of Texas homes don't have broadband internet. One thing that is suggested here is public-private partnerships are suggested as a possible way to improve the situation. Can you conceive of something like that?
Yes, and I think, but it is a thing that commerce today really, really counts on that. And it's not only just the absolute access, but the cost is very expensive as you get into the rural areas.
Mm-hmm. When you say commerce is dependent on, what are you referring to there?
Oh, trade. So much of our economy
all
today
commerce,
is
not
service.
Yeah. Trade, not the city of commerce, but right. We're right. Talking about rural Texas. Yeah. No, absolutely. And it points out that the percentage, more than half of what is sold on Amazon.com is from small businesses, which are largely what the type of business we have in rural areas. So
it is, and increasingly that will be the case. We have a strong need to catch up on that.
So they mentioned public-private partnerships as a possible answer. I wonder if universities could take a role in trying to improve internet. I'm not sure exactly what that would be, but universities are located all over the state, and some of them in rural areas like this one. I wonder if universities could have a role in that.
It'd be a challenge for us.
Bill, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Been my pleasure.
Dr. Dale Funderburk, A&M Commerce Economics Professor. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.